The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Wow, it's July 18th already, friends.
It's fine. Whoa.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is July 18th again, 2012. Kind of cloudy and rainy here in the state of Minnesota. And you have with you on this, I like gloomy days, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. I really do like gloomy days sometimes because you can see. Sometimes, I mean, over the last week, it was 90 degrees, 101 degrees, 103 degrees. It's like, that's enough.
And you fry an egg on your driveway.
You totally can. Yeah, I got a question for you. What was first, the chicken or the egg?
The creation or its offspring, I would say the chicken.
You're correct.
Yes.
Genesis 1, is it 20? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'll stand corrected.
I'm working on something.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, punch in that URL. You can go to my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is BradleyDean1, again on my Twitter account, BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Love new callers. Going to be power punching you again, friends. I'm trying to get to this Grandma Rocks, what it was like in the olden days, just going back to the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. We will, I promise, get to it by Friday. Now, over the last 3 days, I have not gotten to it because of the fact that there are things that have come up that are more important as to me just showing you the old past. And we're going to make it a shoo-in by the end of the week. I promise you that I will get to that. It's great stuff. And it shows you what it was like before we started to tolerate as to where we're at in the present. Really, is crime is what it comes down to in tyranny. But and again, saying that, folks, we got to PowerPoint you again today because there's so much good stuff. And we want to keep you updated. We want to keep you busy. We want to keep you active because that's what patriots and Christians do, right? So, folks, this is the show, by the way, where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And why is that? Mr. Other Guy?
Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And speaking of justice and how things used to be, I was born in Montana, and not too far from the town where I was born, there is a gentleman. This really grieves me, but I'm glad about justice happening. In Montana, he's a city judge. His name's Steve Kambeck. Didn't know him. No relation. He's paying $5,000 in restitution right now. He's facing fines of $250,000, $250,000, for receiving bribes in excess of $13,000 in exchange for dismissing traffic tickets and other citations.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, what we're finding out in the District of Columbia, friends, and some of you out there might say, Bradley, what are you just catching up? Did you just wake up today? I say, yeah, I'm a little socially retarded sometimes on things that don't really have anything to do with me at the time until I actually get into the situation.
But you're reacting to those situations
as they arise.
Yeah.
Did you know that these lawyers in the District of Columbia are actually lobbying judges? I mean, you got to think about that. That's the criminal paying off the cop to turn his head.
Through donations.
Isn't it interesting? The lawyers are the only ones that never go to jail. And what do? They twist and pervert and look for loopholes as to how to basically vindicate their clients as lawbreakers.
Yep.
Wow. Anyways, I just thought I'd add that on. Is that on sonsoflibertyradio.com?
That's on Sons of Liberty. Go to the Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio.
What else do you have posted there besides corrupt judges?
Also, so with that corrupt judge, but I want to read something.
He was dealt with, correct? The one that you're talking about in particular?
He's actually still being dealt with. This was a mention here. There are few positions in the law more powerful than that of a judge. They close the article by saying the prosecution of Kamet sends a strong message that public corruption will not be tolerated, and when detected, it will be prosecuted.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen carefully, even the judges.
That's right.
America, you got to get out of the minds and the mindset that has been taught through through the state-run media that the Supreme Court justices cannot be removed. They are not the Supreme Court in the sense of overriding God's law. They are subject to it just the same way that we are, individually, corporately, and territorially.
Yeah, and more so, and they're charged to enforce it.
No, and it's a great signal. When these guys get busted for this kind of crime, and you blow that out into the wind, it sends a strong signal to the judges that are corrupt. You better not be corrupt, because if you are corrupt and you're busted, you're going to go to jail.
Yep.
Yeah.
And a lot more than most folks would expect, because judgment rests higher upon their heads.
That's right.
Because they're the ones who are supposed to delegate it.
That's right.
And one of the
leadership
things, too,
standards.
Power. The point is if a criminal goes through and he breaks the law, the cop can apprehend him. And that's good. He should be arrested. And then he gets thrown in jail. But then on the day when he goes before the judge, if he's able to get a pardon by that judge, then it removes all guilt and it makes the law basically void, because the void can't have any application. It can't have any carrying through. So when a judge is busted because he's perverting the law, that's exactly where we need to be. And that is the message across this nation. Judges, you better hold the standard of the law high.
Let me give you the essence and pith and marrow of love in these particular situations. If these judges would apply these cases as to what if it was him that was victimized?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
See, if they had that love in their heart, they would always uphold justice in every given situation. There would be no resting of judgment.
That's right.
And that's what we got to get back to, folks. We got to love each other enough to look at it as, how would I want to see that criminal treated if he victimized my family?
Yep. Love your
judges need
yourself
to do the same thing. Folks, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-877-807-9977. Jump on quick. 1-877-807-9977. We'll come back and PowerPoint some more.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.thewiareradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I'll take this phone call just for the sake of the topic. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Chase. You got Bradley and Jake. Thanks for calling in.
You bet. How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you.
Hey, good. And just a quick comment. You're talking about judges for a second and how they liken themselves, or if they would liken themselves unto the victims, then they would always establish justice out of the love of their hearts. And it just hit me. It's like they're liking themselves unto the criminals because they are the criminals. They're really making it soft for themselves in the long run. So it's really a selfish thing that they make the criminal appear victimized because they want to appear victimized when they're on the bench for the crimes that they've committed on the bench. You know what I'm saying? It's such a backward system. They're legislating from the bench. They're going against the Constitution and everything that they do. And they know they're going to stand before it. They're convicted in their hearts for that. So they're trying to lessen their punishment as much as possible by victimizing the criminals.
Right. Well, soft judges produce hardened criminals, bro. And the reason they're soft on crime today is because they are resting judgment without a shadow of a doubt. There's money. I mean, you can even go to a local courtroom and stand in there and see these little 18-year-old kids getting busted for DUIs and getting their hands slapped. Well, look at the court fees. Look at all the money that the court system is making. And the judge just says, you know what, don't do it again. And if I see you in here again, I'm going to do, you know, I'll do it again. Well, look at how much money is being made in the process. So, in other words, what they're doing is they're overlooking judgment and justice, and they're not thinking of the people at large who are affected by these criminals that they're overlooking on a constant basis. Right. And, by the way, that is a mercy to the community that the judge brings down the hammer upon their crimes. And that's what's missing.
Yeah,
because when judges enforce the law, that puts the fear of God into men not to commit the crimes. And that's what we're missing.
That's right. Yeah, I think it's in 1 Timothy where it talks about how you should make all rebukes public so that men would fear.
That's right.
And that's fear God, not fear hell. I mean, that's absolutely right. No, I'm totally with you there.
No question about it. Chase, thank you for the call. In that particular context where he's talking about in the book of Timothy, those that sin, you're to rebuke before all that others may fear. Now today what they do is they just paint a picture from the pulpit, speaking of justice and judgment. They just paint the picture with a wide stroke of their brush, and they talk about Noah's little arky ark. Well, God didn't tell you to do that. He said to point the finger to those that sin. And if they continue on in their sin, you're supposed to send them to ostracize them from the body of Christ. But in that, again, that particular situation as to what Chase was talking about, it's real simple. If someone commits a sin, point it out. Because that tells the rest of the congregation that you're not going to tolerate it in your church. And that's what judges should be doing as well.
That's their job. They sit on the bench to administer justice. And justice is pointing the finger and saying, yes, this is right. You're innocent or guilty.
By the way, the word Torah actually means, the book of the law, actually means to point the finger.
Yep.
And you see everything but that taking place today. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness.
Yeah.
Then love wounds itself. Then love wounds itself by killing justice.
Yep.
And what we have today is we have people that are more compassionate with the criminals than they are the victims. Matter of fact, when you hear on the news most of the time, they don't even barely talk about the victim. They just talk about the criminal and how they're going to show him leniency.
Yep.
I mean, it's completely sick and backwards.
Because society has failed him.
Yes.
Society has failed God, and therefore its people start to fail society. You want to move on to the next one with the sheriff?
You go for it.
Mr. Sheriff Joe has now, he's actually got some mainstream support here. He got some love from the Drudge this morning, and boy, that makes a lot of people irritated.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? He's been sticking through it, and our friends at WorldNet Daily, who Bradley's a columnist for, you can see his column every Friday. We post him on Facebook. But he has been hanging in there and
Joseph
bringing
Farrah.
This conclusion to this matter.
Yeah,
this
Joseph, birth certificate. Joseph Farrah in particular, as to what Jake is talking about. Thank you, bro. He's been called a birther. He's been talked down upon by Fox News, by other conservative outlets.
Yeah.
They won't talk about it. They won't touch it. Now what's happening is Joe Arpaio, the toughest sheriff in the country, who is the famous sheriff out of Arizona, has professional investigators and himself on Obama's backside, exposing him for who he really is. And what Jake just got done sharing with you, friends, is that the Drudge, when they picked it up, they just put a wedge in that door. Now it's going to crack open, and you're going to find out that Joseph Farrah in WorldNet Daily and others that have been called birthers and mocked by every source out there are, in fact, not the wax. They have been the ones to be telling you the truth. And you know what? The truth be told, y'alls.
Right. And let's bring the truth. The threat is posed. This is what Sheriff Joe, this is why he's brought it through, because there's an imminent threat to national security of U.S. immigration laws. Now, you'll see how tricky this president thinks he is in getting this birth certificate. The threat is posed by a flaw in Hawaii's law discovered by his investigation. This is what basically happens. In Hawaii, it appears that any person can attain a birth certificate if any adult or their parents can prove that they reside in Hawaii for 1 year and pay taxes. There's no requirement to show that the child itself was actually born in Hawaii or on U.S. soil. Now imagine what that means to national security. So here, instead of being the president of the United States and the DOJ cracking down on this, saying you're not just going to whip off American birth certificates because you got a mom or a dad that can prove they've lived in 1 year in this state and paid taxes, they go on and exploit that and get a birth certificate. Now, there's tons of discrepancies, and you can find it on our Facebook page. But just a couple of the few discrepancies.
Can I add? You're talking about the documentation that Obama has basically brought forth to the people.
Yeah, he's born in Hawaii. Well, little do we know, but you can get a birth certificate from Hawaii without even being born there, first of all.
My point is this. There's discrepancies around all of his documentation.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
There is. There's numerous discrepancies.
Well, an American wouldn't do this to his own country.
No.
There's no question about it.
No way.
This guy has done nothing but destroy since he's been there, since day one.
Yep. He's attacking it, and gosh, you even look at how specifically he attacked business owners the other day. And now you have Van Jones saying that was the most patriotic comment that he could have made, that if you have a business that you built in this country, you didn't build it, somebody else did.
No, he attributed all of praise that was due. He said it was all, it just ran right back to the government.
That's right.
That's the mind of a communist, folks.
Yeah.
So when Van Jones got on board and said, hey, he's our man,
that's right,
Obama can. And listen, he just affirmed what everybody's been saying over the last 3.5 years. This man's a socialist. He's a Marxist. This is totalitarianism. This is communism. This is a dictatorship. Mm-hmm. This is tyranny to the fullest degree in every sense of the word.
And this investigation has shown that the birth certificate coding systems indicated that the White House document had been altered. Now, this is to your point, and I conclude it with this. Van Jones jumps on board to prove, yeah, I'm a criminal too. I'm in with Obama. Obama steps in, for instance, with Eric Holder and says, yeah, I'm a criminal too. He has some executive, keeping him away from getting prosecuted. This is what Sheriff Joe said before he started this. He's talking to the press. You have deemed this investigation at every turn as silly and wasteful, he said. Your contempt about the subject and me for pursuing it has been duly noted. See, they jump in to the guilty chair, not even realizing that's what they're doing. But they're jumping in, and when the tide turns and when truth is vindicated, because it always will be, because it's truth, they can't change, it's going to have to be vindicated. Then it's going to turn to them, as he says, you've been duly noted, and we're going to see who the real criminals are that are trying to cover up and trying to whitewash and trying to protect.
The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. But let me just tell all those wicked men and the vilest, though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished. Did you hear me, America? Amen. God said that I didn't.
That's right.
And I can rest assured it's going to be taken care of. Amen.
Hence they fear God's men.
Hence. Oh, I like that.
That's King
Hence
James
and
it.
Chiz. Yes. And hath.
Tis a true statement.
Yes. A U.S. lawmaker who prides himself on being the only second Muslim elected to Congress, listen carefully, friends, has declared that America needs Muslims and U.S. public schools should be modeled after Islamic. Wow. Madrasas. Madrasas. Okay.
Some type of
school. I'm not going to start learning Islam.
Yeah.
To appease the Islam.
That's a good
But thing. Thank you, Kerry. I appreciate that. Hey, I didn't do you there. All right. Big thumbs up. I'm showing her the tip of my thumb, friends. In a dramatic video dated May 26th, U.S. Rep. He's not a rep of the United States, friends. He's a traitor to the cause. Andrea Carson, Democrat, Indiana, addressed an Islamic Circle of North American convention, saying the aftermath of September 11th terrorist attacks was hard on Muslims. Here you have it again. And that Americans should look to Muslim schools for guidance. Did you hear this, friends? September 11th terrorist attacks were hard on Muslims, and that Americans should look to Muslims for guidance.
And why don't we just look to Iran for government, too? I mean, why not?
Wow.
Why do we even have a constitution? We got Sharia law. Let's just look to that.
It doesn't apply. It's not applicable to that.
Does it ever stop?
So we have one, and then we have two. Can we say incrementalism? And are we going to allow three and four? Or are we going to deal with these two?
Right.
Another rep is Keith Ellison. I'm going to talk about him right when we come back. I'm going to play a little audio for you so you can check out our little communist friend in the state of Minnesota. Oh, by the way, he's also the head of the LGBT. And by the way, he's a Muslim. And by the way, Muslims are calling for the execution of homosexuals. What? Did you hear what I said?
That's a contradiction of terms.
Is someone blind? Be right back.
Hopefully.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, I was talking about Andre Carlson, United States rep, they want to call him. He's the second Muslim. He's a Democrat in India. All right. I said he wasn't in America. Indiana addressed an Islamic Circle of North American convention, saying the aftermath of September 11th terrorist attacks was hard on Muslims and that Americans should look to Muslim schools for guidance. Weren't we told, friends? See how this lie is being covered on a daily basis? Completely uncovered. We're to look to Muslims and Muslim schools for guidance. When we were told, the American people were told for how many years that we were under a Muslim threat. Now America has accepted two Muslims as reps, not only in Indiana, but also in the state of Minnesota. Here, let me play this piece for you really quick. You can hear out of his own mouth, this traitor, and he'll tell you for yourself, for himself as to what he's trying to get infiltrated into public schools in this country, which, by the way, is already happening. Go ahead.
America will never tap into educational innovation and ingenuity without looking at the model that we have in our madrasas, in our schools, where innovation is encouraged, where the foundation is the Quran. And that model that we are pushing in some of our schools meets the multiple needs of students. Most of us are visual learners. Some of us are auditory learners. We learn by hearing. And many of us are kinesthetic learners. We learn by doing, touching, and feeling. I have found, as my wife is the principal and I have a 5-year-old daughter, Salima, that we need an educational model that is current, that meets the need of our students.
Oh, just hang on a second.
America.
That's enough for that dog, okay? We need to look to Muslims mm-hmm. to guide our schools in a foundation on the Quran that is anti-American. You're told 24/7 by these Muslims. Just think, they're okay to serve a God that tolerates them lying to people mm-hmm. to overthrow them. How could you serve an imperfect God?
Calling jihad, having multiple wives, having really young wives.
Kill the infidels. You know, stone your wives. Mm-hmm. Marry young girls.
I mean, that's what needs to be in public schools right now.
This dog, Andre Carson, then says America must understand she needs Muslims. I thought they weren't trying to implement Sharia law.
And why did Muslims come over here in the first place? I'm trying to remember. When we started this country, was it Muslims that established those liberties?
No, it was Christians.
So World War I, World War II, was it Muslims over there fighting for our independence?
No, it was Christians. I see those crosses over our boys.
Okay,
yeah.
So now all of a sudden, things have changed in our country, I guess,
yeah.
right? And
yeah.
now we need Muslims?
Yeah.
No, it seems to me they came over here for a reason. Not because what was established by American Christians was liberty, and that's why they come here to seek asylum.
Okay.
But now we need them.
Well, there's no repudiation between us. No, that's the word. Considering the amendment made in Article 11 of the Bill of Rights, talking about Tripoli, there's not a repudiation to the fact that we are a Christian nation, even though that there's no enmity between us and the Muslims. But when they begin to rise up and say we need to throw off the U.S. Constitution and interject Sharia law, now, folks, Judges 5:8 comes to light that you're going to have war within the gates. I just got a question for all of my American friends. If their God was God, then why do they have to come to America?
That's right.
If it's so great as to where they came from, then why did they have to come over to our country and try to interject their law into our U.S. Constitution due to the fact that we are, to overthrow the U.S. Constitution when, in fact, we're called the light of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I just see all the irony all about this, even this administration, back to this guy that's there that, man, he knows how to talk Islam, he knows how to celebrate Islam, he knows how to do all that stuff. And it just amazes me now all of a sudden that man in office says we can't call the Muslims terrorists.
Damn it.
And by the way, they're not all terrorists. I understand that part of it. Because there's American Muslims, too,
mm-hmm.
that they subject themselves to the Mosaic Institution as a Christian nation, right. like it or not. We all do, right?
That's right.
So,
because that's how we have liberty. Now, notice what position he is. He is in government. He is a representative. He represents somebody. It's definitely not us, and it's definitely not America.
Yeah. It's un-American because he put his hand on the Quran and not on the Bible.
That's right. So here he is.
And Quran... My understanding is that the Quran says to kill the infidels, and in other words, if you don't convert, then they want to kill you. They didn't put their hand and swear an oath on the Bible to preserve the Constitution of the United States, to protect the U.S. Constitution.
There's no redemptive quality in the Quran. There's no Savior died for anybody's sins in the Quran.
Or any other religion as far as that goes.
That's
How
true.
Many gods gave their son to die for the sins of the world, friends? That's what makes my God, God. He gave his heart to his people is what he did.
Because now compelled by love, we have liberty. But notice he is a rep, and his wife is a principal.
Yeah.
So look at the two positions they come in. Wife is a principal, heads up a school. He's a rep, leads a certain group of people in his particular district and area.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know,
I do got to say this. When I was at St. Cloud State and I did that program there, that lyceum, that assembly, I had Muslim people come in. And can I be honest about it? I was glad that they were there.
Yeah.
Listening to the message of Jesus Christ. I was honored that they were there.
That's what our founder said. He said, let them come over to our country.
Right.
Let them be here. Let them worship here so that we can set the example to show them that we serve the true God. They weren't afraid, scared, but those were also Muslims that weren't trying to infiltrate the government.
Right.
Which is what we have right here.
Muslim Brotherhood.
Yes.
That's exactly what you're keen on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to Rep. Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota. This guy, folks, this guy's capped on me on the Daily Beast. he's come after me a couple times through the media, but he's never, ever one time said one word to my face or over the telephone. He's a coward in every sense of the word. He's a traitor in every sense of the word. And not only is he a traitor to the American people, I want to tell you homosexual radicals, he's also a traitor to you. You just haven't figured that much out yet. You're too stupid because you want to keep your eyes closed and plug your ears as to what the Muslims are calling for, the execution of the homosexuals. You're buddying up with the very one that's a part of the scam. Not only that, he's also been found out just recently to be a part of the Communist Party. This is one confused individual. And again, I'm talking about Rep. Keith Ellison. He's a counterfeit. He's a fraud. But he's still sitting up over in the...
In his district.
Yeah, yes, he is. We'll see how that works next time around. Let's go ahead and play this next piece by Keith Ellison. Of course, being interviewed by Anderson Cooper, a homosexual. Remember, he just came out of the closet just recently, and he's proud.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's talking to his good buddy, Rep. Keith Ellison, because what happened is Michelle Bachmann started exposing these people as to their partaking in the infiltration of the United States government. Go ahead and play that.
Members of Congress who are claiming that Muslim extremists have infiltrated the highest levels of the U.S. government, even maybe working side by side with Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The evidence they point to, however, well, it's questionable at best. Representative Michelle Bachmann.
I'm sorry, folks. I just got to interject because there's so many little rabbit trails that they run off. They say certain things. At best. We were just talking about Hill of Beans yesterday. Why is it that she's over policing the world with the United States military, throwing down governments and replacing governments, and as they take out the old governments, they establish the new governments, and the new governments just happen to be a part of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, here's Anderson Cooper again with his eyes closed and his ears shut. Mm-hmm. By the way, I do have to say this. I think he is a great news anchor. I really do. I see him at the airport probably once a year. Maybe I'm just socially retarded, but I really do. I think he's a great news anchor. But I think he needs to open his eyes and open his ears. Go ahead and play that out.
Since they point to, however, well, it's questionable at best. Representative Michelle Bachmann and four of her Republican colleagues in Congress are calling for an investigation because of what she terms the possible deep penetration, her words, of Muslim extremists into the U.S. government. Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison, the first Muslim elected to Congress, has taken the lead in demanding proof of these claims about Muslim extremists infiltrating the government. He joins me. You asked for a full accounting of the evidence these members of Congress are using to make their claims. You got a 16-page letter back. Does their evidence hold up?
No, it's 16 pages worth of nothing. It's 16 pages worth of repeated false allegations, just regurgitated nonsense. And, you know, it doesn't amount. 16 pages doesn't take nothing and turn it into something. It's still nothing. And the fact is, I would hope that we would just let our saner, more courageous spirit prevail.
Have you seen any evidence of deep penetration, those are the words that Congresswoman Bachmann used, deep penetration by the Muslim Brotherhood into the security apparatus of the United States?
No.
Hold the dough. What do you think the guy's going to, like, tell on himself? You think he's going to tell on the pimp in the White House as to what they really are and what they're really trying to advance and advocate? No. I mean, you should see the video of this guy. The guy's a traitor to your country, friends. What do you think he's going to say? You think he's going to expose his own Trojan horse? Absolutely not. He's trying to covertly hide himself. And that's why you have the Sons of Liberty, because he ain't getting away with that.
Putting on the pressure.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Is there more on that piece with Keith Ellison? You want to go ahead and finish that off, folks? This is Keith Ellison again, denying charges of Muslim infiltration. By the way, he's the first Muslim to be interjected into our United States government. So, while he has his hand on the Quran.
Swearing an oath to God.
Wasn't it Pelosi that said she was so proud of that day?
Oh, that would not surprise me at all.
Yeah.
She probably said something like, I was so proud.
That she turns and spits at Arlington.
Of that man when he did that.
Oh, the word.
The word.
Go ahead, finish, play that out.
Have you seen any evidence of deep penetration? Those are the words that Congresswoman Bachman used. Deep penetration by the Muslim Brotherhood into the security apparatus of the United States?
No. It's not true. It doesn't exist. It's a fantasy.
That was pretty intellectual.
But look, let me also assert that if there's any source of threat to the United States, legitimate, you know, that I want them to be fully investigated at whatever source. I don't care what religion, what race, what whoever they are. If they are a legitimate threat to the U.S., by all means, investigate them. But in this case, there is none that I've ever seen.
Bachman, in particular, raises questions about Hillary Clinton's, one of her top aides, Huma Abedin, who's Muslim, married to former Congressman Anthony Weiner, who's obviously a very strong supporter of Israel. Basically, they're saying that Huma Abedin's dead father headed a group decades ago, and one of the people who supposedly supported that group headed another group that was supposedly connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, does that make any sense to you that she shouldn't have gotten a security clearance because of that?
I think it just is the worst of guilt by association.
Here comes
it is a
race card.
Affront to American values about treating people for what they did and how they behaved themselves, not trying to attribute some other people's behavior to the individual. I think that it's really reprehensible. But I can tell you that it's not only about this election, although it is going to have an effect in this election. It's deeper than that. It's about some people in our country thinking that if you're not in the quote-unquote mainstream, then you have no place, that you have to be a certain color, a certain race,
There's a certain race, sexual orientation,
yep. a certain religion. And if you're not the right ones, then you're not okay. But we've got to stand up for this idea that we all count in this America, and America is an American is American. And
we're I think we all count too, Keith, as long as we all abide by the same laws and the same rules and the same God. Yeah, I agree with you, Keith. But the problem is you have defied everything that we stand for since the day that you have been in your position. Okay? Anderson Coopin, let me just give you a little pointer here, brother. Just ignore the fruit on the tree. Just don't pay attention to the fruit on the tree. I mean, just close your eyes to it. Mm-hmm. Close your ears to it. Don't
smell it either.
No, don't want to do that. Don't pay attention to the fruit on the tree. Retired Army Lieutenant General Williams Jerry Boykin is warning that Islamic Sharia law already is in the United States and is forming a cloud over the future of the nation. Boykin, addressing a packed house at a synagogue, told Stoughton, Massachusetts, said there is a threat to this country from Sharia and the Muslim Brotherhood. Noting the Muslim Brotherhood has been and has had a presence in the United States since 1962. People say that Sharia isn't going to be a threat in this United States. 53 cases in 28 states have been decided by Sharia law at the appellate level. Boykin said, there are groups and websites in the United States pushing for Sharia law. They're dedicated to spreading it, and Mark Stein has said that's what's happened in Europe. And now in Europe, folks, what they're doing is they're trying to figure out how they're going to get out of the mess that they were told didn't exist.
That's right. And then when France steps up to the plate and tries to say that there's too much infiltration of Islam into the government, then you get wonderful people like Madonna who put swastikas on those people's heads.
How do you take these people seriously?
I think just by seeing who they are, you look at them and you're like, oh, okay, there's the association. I mean, Keith talked about the association, sure. Okay, so those are who you hang with? That's who you derive your knowledge from? Okay, thanks for letting me know that.
Yeah, just like I said, just don't pay attention to the fruit there, Anderson.
Yeah, don't smell it.
Just believe it.
Plug your nose and your ears.
Exactly.
And your eyes. You can't plug your eyes. Okay. Cover your eyes.
We got Dean in Iowa who wants to address Keith Ellison. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Yeah, thank you for having me on, guys.
You got it, Dean.
Yeah, a few comments, actually. Something to off of something you said about how the Muslims are really playing the homosexual community for dupes, you know, because they've got that tenet in their religion that basically excuses them for lying for the sake of, you know, pushing their religion and advancing their agenda.
Right.
I forget what the technical term is for it. I've got a lot of books on Islam at home, so I'd have to look it up. Anyway, it reminds me of the way Adolf Hitler operated, you know, as he rose to power. He used the homosexual community and others to kind of, as a wedge to basically undermine the authority of the Christian church to marginalize Christianity, because Christianity, real, vibrant, biblical Christianity, was the only obstacle in his way.
That's right.
You know? And these totalitarians, whether it be national socialists or international socialist communists, or whether it be radical Islam, what they're all about is taking control, imposing their forms on everyone else, their rules on everyone else,
yep.
subjecting us to subjugation. And they're happy to use the homosexual community. Now, as a Bible-believing Christian, do I believe homosexual behavior is wrong? Yes, absolutely. Do I hate homosexual people? No. I have friends. I have one friend that I know is homosexual. Great guy. Wonderful guy. They're very nice people.
Yep.
Unless you start talking to them about the gay marriage issue and express disagreement, then you bring out some of the anger. But, I mean, they're very friendly people. I don't have anything against them as people. I disapprove of the lifestyle. I'll tell you what. I'm not out trying to chop off their heads. And I wish the homosexual, the militant homosexual activists in this country would get a clue, because if you got a choice between someone who's going to say, hey, look, God loves you, but he doesn't want you doing this lifestyle, and then, you know, you don't listen, they can go off and do what they want, right? They can face God on Judgment Day for that. I'm not trying to bring God's judgment on earth. You know, God is perfectly capable of judging them. I warn them, and if they want to continue in their ways, fine. Between that, or they've got these Muslims that, hey, you know, you do this, you're dead. I think they should pick the Christians for their friends,
well,
to be honest.
That, well, absolutely, and common sense tells you that. Thank you for the call, Dean. Great point. A couple things. I don't care who I talk about on this radio show. I desire their redemption, not their condemnation. I desire their redemption, not their condemnation. Case in point, fact. The Muslims are using the homosexual communities as a battering ram to undermine the Constitution to implement Sharia law. How many times do I need to say that? Just remember, I told you that, because that's exactly what they're doing. Yep. Just look to Keith Ellison. Mm-hmm. I don't care what he says. There's videos all over the place showing that the Muslims are calling for the execution of the homosexuals. That's it. And you have Keith Ellison, and you have the LGBT in the state of Minnesota that have subjected themselves as their leader, Keith Ellison, who claims that he is a Muslim. This guy doesn't know who he is, where he came from. Yeah. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. And everybody sees that. And they think he's just a puppy to be played with. The man doesn't know how to tell the truth. And to the homosexual communities, I echo what Dean just said. I totally do. But you know what? It's sin before God. If you're mad at anybody, you better talk to him about it. Because he said it was an abomination, and I'm not going to tolerate it on my generation.
That's right. You're not going to.
That's the church's job.
You're not going to impose it through civil government. You're not going to impose it through law. You're not going to impose it on society.
You're not going to normalize your perversion.
That's right.
And I don't care who your buddy's with. I'm simply trying to love you love you enough, just like Dean was talking about, to warn you that you're being used.
Yep.
Without fail, folks, we'll get some of these sick whacks to completely try to turn, their talking points are dissolving day by day.
Yes, they are.
Because people are catching on. But these bloggers are out there trying to justify their position with a Keith Ellison. And I feel sorry for you at that point. I really do. Because that's not just stupid, that's plain sick. It really is.
You're embracing your own demise is what you're doing.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Whenever you forsake the truth, that's what you will do in the end. The truth is the only thing that can sustain.
Here, can I give you a case in point, another one? Another PowerPoint, Henry Kissinger. You know, they use our military to go across the world to do what? To empower themselves for a new world government, like it or not. By the way, it's in scripture too, but it can all be stopped. Henry Kissinger said, and we're going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow, he said military men are dumb, stupid animals to be used as pawns for foreign policy. Did you hear what I said? Folks, former Secretary of State. We're going to pull this guy out on the rug tomorrow just to show you what your military is being used for. And I know our boys aren't going over there to help a guy out like this. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Check us out, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. We love all of you and just want to let you know that your sin is before God and your redemption is found in Christ. See you tomorrow.
Sons of Liberty.
foodstore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. foodstore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.